This is the Twin Miracles of Flight and Frenzy, part of an archive broadcast, The Nature of Things, originally aired on August 27th, 1993.
Part of the secret of a lifetime preoccupation with nature is the ability to find joy and mystery in annually repeated events, bolstered by a certain portion of delightful déjà vu, which helps to focus the attention. We can settle down, assured of accustomed rewards, and can search for the unexpected occurrence that makes each episode unique. It's like attending a performance night after night in which a percent of the dialogue is always ad-libbed. Right now, the robins, waxwings, catbirds, and flickers are energized by the ripening of fruits, cherries in particular, and certain other endowed by botanists with such tags as prunus, cornus, lanicera, and viburnum. Not that the robin is really sedate. Apparently losing his cool is part and parcel of the nesting behavior of the male robin. Robins have been known to harass rabbits, chipmunks, and even rock doves who cross the magic line, the unwritten but real boundary of proximity to the nest. Still, from August to November, moments of mass hysteria set in, consequent with the ripening of cherry and berry that can produce great theater. And we presume, spurred on by our inability to communicate with the source, that this feeding frenzy is serious business, designed to produce muscle and fat needed for migration. The evidence is not all circumstantial, but the robin, in essaying this annual mission, expends such prodigious amounts of energy that it calls the whole process into question. You can be forgiven for wondering how there can be any net gain to the robin. And just this last week, I watched a small flock of robins assaulting the wild cherry trees that fringe the suburban gardens at Baltimore Woods. I tried to concentrate on one robin, but found it impossible in the frenetic interplay before me. Robins feed and fly in every direction, as if each fruit-laden twig was a jet launch pad. They weave in and out as if possessed, sometimes interacting with others, sometimes in solo flight. Others have called this colorful action a bacchanal, citing tipsiness and other strange behavior. I've seen such episodes, but I don't think they characterize this annual harvest of fruit. It isn't always so frenetic. I've observed some pretty serious banquets in the honeysuckles in back of my house. They stretched on for several days, the robins in harvesting every translucent red berry. Still, when I sat beneath a mountain ash tree fitted with camera, telephoto lens, and plenty of film, I found it impossible to capture even a hint of the drama before me. When you focus on one bird in the crowd, you end up with a distracting amount of blurred, indefinable missile activity. At wider angle, shadows tend to consume much of the detail. It has to be left to the artist, either with pen or brush, to capture the action. Even then, it's not easy, but I think that British artist Basil Eade did it justice. I've tried to portray it too, but I lack the skill to produce drama with color and line. As I watched this week's performance, I discovered at least a half dozen other birds attracted, perhaps by the action or by the perceived safety in numbers. There were catbirds, at least three, flickers, at least two, and an ever-changing number of waxwings, apparently through with nesting. They all somewhat more sedate than the robins, and I wonder if they don't find a certain protection in the bowels of this seething mass. It's easy to be inconspicuous and feed quietly behind the mask of mass confusion. On the other hand, there may be an element of safety for the robins in this wild scene. After all, mealtime is a time of exposure for any prey species. It's pretty difficult to concentrate on feeding and flight at the same time. Similarly, successful predation depends on isolation of and concentration on the object of the chase. There might be an element of studied distraction in this seemingly undisciplined ritual. Don't hold me to that. It's just a speculation. But in all my studious observation of feeding robins, bluebirds, and thrushes, I've observed little, if any, predation. You'd expect the birds of prey to be more than normally attracted to such a concentration of potential meals. What I like about this avian banquets is their sheer energy and the fact that they are rituals without order, departures from the normal behavior, a kind of letting down of the feathers. It's not necessary to develop a deep understanding. Anyone who appreciates the twin miracles of flight and frenzy can find nourishment there too. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.